Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me and little Stevie Ray, bringing us back to late, great SRV. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ken Tinser. Toronto, right, Ken?
That's it.
And he's joining us all the way from north of the border. We appreciate his perspectives. He's the author of Cause of Disturbance, also The 90% Rule, both outstanding books that I encourage you to check out and take advantage of. You'll get smarter when you do. Ken, we're talking about customers, the imperative, and I don't, you know, when we say customers are important, the average person listening, most people listening will say, well, duh, you know, I'm tuning in here to learn something I already knew, but you know it, Ken, but does that mean you're doing anything about it, or are you doing it the right way? And one of the things I know you advocate for, that you harp on, and I want you to keep harping on this, is customers as a stakeholder. They're your partners. They've got to be. They're your most important partner, and other ways of thinking about customers. Maybe by giving them putting them in different boxes helps you to value them a little bit more. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, they're your partner. They're your investor. They're your best friend. Especially as we said off air, I've got three kids in university. They're my best friend. Right.
That'll
now.
Wake you up every night, every morning.
What I like to talk to on it, you know, we talked in the first segment about a little bit about how you got your business going and your consulting business, and asking people, you know, what was on that pile that you could help them work through. And what I think helps continuous development or growth is creating customer personas, which is really pretty simple. It's just, you know, I take a piece of the wall of my office and I'll say, you know, these are the types of customers I've spoken to, and they can be by segment, they can be like retail or health or service, and they're this kind of size of business, and you know, I either need to talk to a middle manager or I need to talk to the CEO, and then, you know, these are the kind of problems they have. And all of a sudden, if you stand back and you do that 6, 12, 18 months, you start to see something evolve that says, oh, you know what? These are my core customers, and these are the ones that when I go in, I have like a 90% chance of closing a deal with these guys and 1% with this group over here.
Right. So you're saying when you say persona, are you saying persona within the company and which one fits the profile of where I get a response from, an answer from? Or are you saying persona in terms of the profile of a customer that we should go after as overall?
I'm talking about the profile of the customer overall.
Right.
So, I mean, I get to the point
if you sell plastics, you probably are not going to be doing business with people who buy concrete. You know, I'm a little bit busy. You're talking about making sure that you're farming where things grow that you can harvest.
Well, it's that, but I mean, it even goes further to the type of buyer that you need to work with. I mean, obviously, I'm, you know, small mid-sized business guy my whole life.
Right.
I need to be going a little bit more up the food chain, you know, to the CEO or the owner of a company.
Oh, yeah.
You always want
to be introduced down.
Yeah, but it's also somebody who can take a risk, because the reality is, you know, if something goes wrong and you've hired IBM, you're not going to get fired for it.
Right.
If you hire Kenco and something goes wrong, it's like, well, why'd you go with the small guy?
Right.
So you really need to understand what level you have to market to, and make sure that they're a bit of a progressive thinker.
Mm-hmm. If you're a small business, especially if anything that you sell is in any way conceptual or an idea, you better get somebody who's capable of thinking that way, right?
Absolutely. So it's really, you know, it's the right industry, it's the right size, it's the right person, and it's the right mentality, if you want to call it that way. You know, the progressive person, the forward thinker. And
well, the reason what you're saying is important, Ken, is because small businesses are now in the world where, and it's increasingly so, where everything that you sell is a commodity. And the only thing that's not a commodity is the experience the customers have with you and the idea of what you can do for them. And if you can't convert it into those terms, then basically you're just another one of the 159 products that they can get from Amazon.
Absolutely.
159 options of the same product you can get from Amazon, I meant to say.
Well, that's completely it. And if you do get that experience right, I mean, that's what puts you on the growth track. And that's, you know, going back to the 90% rule, always looking for, you know, that next opportunity you have. All of a sudden you can say, hey, I dealt with a bigger company this week. What's my next size up? How can I push this a little bit further? And that's what I've seen in my business. You know, I started with only small and mid-size, which is great. But then I started realizing, you know, there's divisions of large companies that are the same size as some of the, you know, the owner-operated ones I deal with.
Right.
Why can't I be going there?
Mm-hmm.
So you redraw your map a little bit, but you're always pushing yourself to understand who can buy and who can buy next and who
right.
can buy a little bit
and
more.
And who would buy from me?
Yeah.
And if I think that they won't buy from me, find out why. Because maybe it's not them. Maybe you're not framing the value the right way for them.
Absolutely.
That's all part of that profile. Can we talk about profiling ourselves when we come back after these messages? Quick break. Tintail, right back with Ken Tinser.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.